Well, of course, Californians are dealing with drought. Today, the state starts tabulating how cities do on meeting water cutback targets, different cities setting up different requirements to make those targets. Then there's Slab City. No requirements, no anything. There's no mayor, no zoning laws, no sewer system. It's 140 miles east of San Diego, where we are in the Imperial Valley Desert. It's known as the last free place in America. And many Slab City residents have lived there for decades, squatting on state-owned land. But could those days be coming to an end? KPBS reporter Angela Caron has more.
The first thing you notice about Slab City are the makeshift homes. Music plays from a tent made out of blankets and old pallets. People here live in everything from broken-down buses and trailers to fancy motorhomes. Snowbirds camp here in the winter. Those who live here year-round brave summer's 120-degree heat. They all live here for free. Some are poor, others shun modern society. Some just don't want to be found. And every year, they do the unlikeliest thing. They throw a prom.
Okay, let me judge the final stretch, okay? Just tie it for now.
Bill Ammon goes by Builder Bill. He's getting ready for the big night. They've set up a photo booth with fake flowers and a paper moon. 16 years ago, Builder Bill was working construction in San Diego. Jobs dried up. Soon he was living out of a van.
And I'd heard about Slab City. Well, when it's time to get out of Dodge, you got to go somewhere, right?
He calls Slab City the end of the rope.
You can retreat and you can retreat and you can retreat. And then there's just one last little knot on the end of the rope. That's Slab City.
There's no electricity here. No water, no sewer system. It may be free, but it's also free from garbage pickup. Trash piles are everywhere.
It's just a piece of useless, unwanted, unusable desert.
California owns this land and has mostly ignored it. The state's tried to sell it in the past with no luck. No one knows how much it would cost to clean the place up. Now the state is looking to sell again.
I saw that as a danger to all of us losing our home here.
Builder Bill helped form a community group. They decided to try and buy the land themselves. Slab resident Lynn Bright put together the application. She says they have to protect the land from developers.
If we do nothing and don't organize, then who's the head that's going to pop up and say, hey, wait a minute, not here?
It's not clear who would want to buy and develop this 640 acres of desert land, but Bright has her theories.
Solar energy, geothermal energy, wind energy, this whole valley is open to that.
The state says that's unlikely, but the mere threat of a sale has shifted the thinking out in the slabs. Anti-government types are suddenly writing bylaws for their community group, and that has some slab residents worried. Like Gary Brown. He came to Slab City 7 years ago. He was an IT consultant who took a sabbatical. When he tried to get back to work in 2008 at age 56, it was tough.
Who wants to hire an old, ugly old man? When you can get a kid from Mumbai for $25.
Brown is adamantly against slab residents organizing to buy the land. He says that would bring the one thing slabbers fear most, a landlord.
If this place has to submit to building codes, the slabs goes away.
Lynn Bright says the community group that wants to buy the land has no intention of charging rent. She says they may ask slab residents to start cleaning up the property, and everyone may end up paying property taxes. It was her late husband and Builder Bill who came up with Slab City's famous tagline, "The last free place in America." At the Slab City prom, no one is thinking about land sales.
It is a new honor.
There's a new prom king and queen.
Teresa and John Vaughn.
It's a breezy night and everyone's dancing. It will be months before the state decides whether to sell this poor community the land. Then slabbers will have to raise the money to buy it. And they'll have to figure out a way to manage it, which could look a lot like government.
We're going to have to grow up and still maintain somehow the last free place in America.
In the end, the effort to save Slab City may destroy the very thing they are fighting for, their freedom. For Here and Now, I'm Angela Caron.